KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
major accidents, even on Utah's biggest highways, can cause serious bottleneck delays and even closures. Can future planning or expansion help? UDOT says it's not so simple. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, police in Idaho say they've caught the two escaped fugitives. They're investigating whether these men are responsible for two murders while on the run. Third, it's KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Here's Jason Jones.
Across the street, Nevada maintains a double-digit lead at Delta Center. They are up 14 currently over Dayton, about halfway through the second half there. Oregon looking to put a wraps on their win over South Carolina. It's 79-68, about a minute and 48 seconds left in that game there. Your earlier winners included Illinois, Arizona, Creighton, North Carolina, Duquesne, and Michigan State. Coming up later tonight, I'm looking forward to that Texas-Colorado State game. With your KSL Bracket Update, I'm Jason Jones.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports updates at kslsports.com. 61 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The search is over for a pair of prison escapees in Idaho. One of them, a white supremacist gang member.
Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger making the announcement.
Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
The capture happening southeast of Boise near Twin Falls, Idaho. Both men under arrest.
There was a short vehicle pursuit, and both suspects were taken into custody separately.
Investigators are revealing the two men may be connected to two murders while they were out on the run. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Donald Trump is facing a deadline of just days from now to come up with the bond to appeal his nearly $500 million New York civil fraud judgment. The state's attorney general may be ready to seize the former president's golf club and private estate in Westchester County if he can.
She could take some of the revenue from the golf course that it generates and steer it towards state coffers to help pay off the judgment should Trump lose his appeal. And these are steps that she's going to be doing as soon as Monday if Trump fails to secure the bond.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. An Alabama woman who lied about being kidnapped was ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and was sentenced to probation. Carly Russell told authorities she'd been abducted after going missing for 2 days and then admitted she made the whole thing up. The Justice Department's filed an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. It alleges the company uses its monopoly on smartphones, deliberately slowing or limiting functionality on third-party features. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As set out in our complaint, Apple has maintained its power, not because of its superiority, because of its unlawful exclusionary behavior.
Apple says it will fight the lawsuit. Stocks continue to push into record territory. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed at all-time highs. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. A first-of-its-kind high school medical clinic is up and running at West High. It offers physical and mental health care directly at the high school. Joining me live, Dr. Christina Thewitt, the West High Medical Director. First of all, thanks for joining us. Tell us what this is about, because it's a first-of-its-kind program, isn't it?
Yes, this is the first-of-its-kind program in the state of Utah. We are a University of Utah Health school clinic located inside of West High School. So we're really excited to officially be open and seeing students.
And when you see students, who shows up at the clinic? Is it, I have a headache, I have my knee hurts, or is it, I feel so sad? Who comes in? What symptoms do they present?
We've actually seen all three of those cases already in our first 100 patients. We see anything from acute medical complaints, like I have vomiting today, or I have a migraine, to chronic health conditions like diabetes or asthma or high blood pressure, to things like mental health concerns. We have psychologists that can provide evaluations and conduct individual therapy, all the way up to psychiatrists who can do mental health evaluations and medication management when appropriate, and even an addiction specialist. So this clinic really has full spectrum services to promote the physical and mental health of the students at West High School, and hopefully in the future, the rest of the Salt Lake City School District high school students as well.
So very briefly, what are the funding logistics? Let me ask that a different way. Who's paying for this?
It's a great question. we wanted a really aggressive timeline when going from conception to opening this clinic, particularly to combat Utah's mental health crisis. This clinic literally opened 2 years from its conception, so it's not like millions of dollars had been earmarked in a strategic planning budget 10 years ago for this. So we knew that we needed to ask a variety of sources to be able to get the clinic space remodeled so that we could create the vision that we had for students feeling safe and welcome, and also to fit the needs of this unique integrated collaborative care model that I described. So last year was a series of back-to-back pitches of different philanthropic organizations applying for private, state, and federal grants and also speaking at the Capitol. The funding for the actual space was led by the Salt Lake Education Foundation. They had donations from C. Scott and Dorothy Watkins Charitable Foundation, Fidelity Investments, the George H. Special and Linda Connors Foundation, the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation, Pilot Company, and the Rod McBride Foundation.
Well, I'd love to mention all of the sponsors of this, but the general idea, I apologize for the time constraint, is that there's a lot of philanthropy and a lot of community involvement went into creating this. And I congratulate you for the program and seeing your first 100 patients at West High School. Dr. Christina Thewitt, thanks so much for joining us on KSL. It's 421.